Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Today's topic, very important topic. Humanity has lost its survival instinct. I'll discuss that today, analyze it, what it means to you, and why it also means that we really cannot reach the vast majority of the people out there anymore. They are beyond reach because their neurology has been literally burned out or transformed or taken over. They cannot be, the logic and rational circuits of a normal neurology are gone in these people. We cannot reach them anymore. We'll talk about that here today, but a couple of programming notes. This is the second to last packaged episode of Counterthink. There's only one more. Now, if you've missed any episodes, you can see them at counterthink.com. Importantly, I will be posting non-packaged episodes, just video updates from time to time, at counterthink.com as the collapse of civilization accelerates, as the Civil War unfolds in America, which looks likely at this point. And I will be featuring analysis of events, pro-America, pro-patriot recommendations for survival and preparedness, as well as some essential skills that you'll need to make it through the insane times that are coming. This is a very special, you know, content selection. This is for a very small number of people. This is for people who are awake and aware and who still have the will to survive, which, again, most people do not. We are living in a world that has been transformed into a suicide cult. And I'm now convinced, and I'll give you some specific reasons why, I'm now convinced that most of humanity wants to destroy itself. We are literally living among suicide cultists who pretend to be progressives or pretend to be leftists or pretend to be, I don't know, they pretend to be the enlightened ones or the elites. They are not only wanting to annihilate humanity, they want to destroy themselves. They are a suicide cult, and I'll get into that in more detail. Now, if you're wondering, first, if you're wondering why we're ending the Counterthink packaged show, it's because I'm switching gears. I'm building out a brand new studio for a new show that I'll be launching called Food Forensics, and it's a food science investigation into what you're eating. And I'm doing this because, you know, everybody eats, right? Everybody eats sooner or later, even those of you who are fasting. Sooner or later, you come around to some food, otherwise you die. So everybody eats, but people don't know what's going into their food. And I've said so many important things over the years here about, you know, survival and preparedness and globalism and the coming genocide that I thought I needed to take it back to some just more practical information from a lab science point of view. I'm a lab scientist. I have two patents approved by the patent office about food technology. I'm a published scientist with science papers, and I run an ISO-accredited laboratory with multiple mass spec instruments. So what we're going to do is bring all that to you in a new show called Food Forensics. That'll be at foodforensics.com, and I hope that we can package those up to be broadcast ready, although it may take us a couple of months to get to that point. We're going to take off-the-shelf food. We're going to go to grocery stores. We're going to go to the Whole Foods buffet. We're going to go to McDonald's and Taco Bell and Burger King. And we're going to buy their food, and we're going to take it into the lab and run it through the mass spec analysis, looking for heavy metals and glyphosate and atrazine, you know, different pesticides and herbicides. And we're going to analyze the ingredients. And then we're going to bring you an analysis of every food item to show you, like, what's safe, what's good, and what may be toxic or harmful to your health. That's the show, Food Forensics. There won't be any politics in Food Forensics. It's not about survival. Well, actually, we may have an episode on sort of the best long-term storable foods, but it's not about civil war or genocide or the destruction of the human race, which I talk about here on Counterthink. Food Forensics is going to be about food science because, frankly, I think that everybody deserves clean food. I think everybody, whether you're a prepper, whether you're a conservative, even liberals and progressives, everybody deserves clean food. And who knows, maybe if they start eating clean food, it might restore some brain function and they might stop being zombies. Because really, toxic food ingredients are part of the problem in the world. So that's coming. But I'll be back with more here, just taking a quick break, back on counterthink.com. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
We're back on Counterthink. This is Mike Adams. And of course, the topic today is how humanity has lost its will to survive. As I call it, the survival instinct is gone in most of humanity. I'm going to give you a scientific analysis of how this has happened and where we are and what it means for you. If you are watching this or listening to this, you're really one of a very small group of people. You're unique in the sense that you still have that survival instinct in you. You and people like you represent the future of humanity. You are the ones who can adapt. You still have the willpower to survive, to overcome tyranny, perhaps. You are into knowledge and learning and expanding human consciousness and understanding. I'm here today to tell you that, according to my recent observations, most of the human race has devolved. They've lost the survival instinct. They've lost all rationality. They have become zombies, humanoid zombies, but they're addicted to their screens. They're all walking around looking at their screens all the time. Some of them are walking into traffic. Some of them are walking off cliffs taking selfies. Literally, this is happening all around the world. People are killing themselves trying to take selfies. You know, we just call that Darwinism right there, a little natural selection exercise for humanity. But people are doing this. People are absorbed into artificial realities, and they're isolated from the real world. As a result, you see today's youth, they're growing up and they have these amazing social skills online. They know how to manipulate people. They know how to fake like their life is so amazing and take selfies that make them look good. They're living this artificial life and they have these artificial friends. But if you ask one of these people, these young millennials, hey, change a light bulb. They literally do not know how to change a light bulb. Or if you ask them, if they need to change a car tire, first of all, most of them can't even drive anymore. And secondly, they wouldn't even know where to begin to change a car tire. To them, that's an impossible feat. They would have to call some tire changing expert, I think, to do it. Now, there are some wonderful young people. I'm not trying to say that all young people are bad. You know, there are some young people who are very creative. There's some young people who are very outgoing, who are inspiring, who do want to learn, who do want to understand what's happening in the world. Many of those people. I've got some of those young people working for me, by the way, in our company, in our nutrition, our science lab, our video editing, and so on. We've got some great young people. But the masses of the young people are growing up in a way where they have no real world skills. And that's scary. And it's also scary that they no longer have the will to survive. So you see all these young people talking about how they don't want to be here in the world anymore in the future when, you know, climate change makes the world uninhabitable. They've been convinced. They've been scared to death. They almost have PTSD symptoms now because the left-wing media has told them that the world is going to be gone. So many of them don't even want to survive. And they talk about why they should, like, nobody should have children because it's wrong to have more humans in the world. And they talk about killing their just born babies, you know, infanticide, the new abortion, what is it, their philosophy now, if you could even call it that, of killing babies after they're born. And a lot of these people want to kill themselves. And they want to kill a lot of humanity with them. They want to take a few billion people as they go down. And that's because we've reached the point of insanity now where the species is starting to turn on itself and starting to become suicidal and violent and, you might say, zombified. And this is, it's interesting that if you look at the scientific experiments that have been conducted on bacteria or animals, even rats and mice and so on over the years, if you put those populations in an area where they have unlimited resources, let's say unlimited food and water, generation after generation, that population becomes lazy and pathetic. And this is the reason, why do they use bacteria for studies, or why do they even use mice for these studies? Because the generation cycle time is very rapid. You know, bacteria can divide every 2 hours or whatever, depending on conditions and the species. But, you know, mice and rats can also, of course, propagate very quickly. So they can study multi-generational effects in just a couple of months by choosing the right kind of animals for their experiments. I'm not saying that I would never run experiments on animals, but this is what has been done in science. And what they found is when everything is easy, when the new youth being raised, even by mice, which are mammals, by the way, and mice are actually very intelligent. And so the new youth being raised up, when they have unlimited food and water and they have everything they need, the population of mice becomes weak. It becomes pathetic. It becomes, you know, they stop adapting. They stop having challenges and they get stupid. And then when the resources start to run out, this massive population, let's say it's a bunch of bacteria that have filled the petri dish now, and all the free food is starting to run out, or if it's a population of mice and you start to have overcrowding and you start to have competition for resources, very quickly that population turns to genocide. The mice will start murdering each other and then literally eating each other. The bacteria start to modify. Some of them start to excrete chemical poisons. They actually start to produce chemical weapons to kill off other bacteria that used to be their, you know, brothers and sisters, you might say. Suddenly, what was peaceful and what was utopia, suddenly it becomes a violent, dystopian, collapsing system. And the population that exists at that time is so weak and so pathetic that they've forgotten how to survive. They've forgotten how to fight. They've forgotten what it means to have that instinct of survival. And this is what has happened to humanity. And it's only taken seven generations. This is crucial to understand. If you think about it, even the Civil War in America was only roughly seven generations ago. And that's it. You know, it's like your great, 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 great grandfather, what have you. Wasn't that many generations ago. In that time, people didn't have electricity. They didn't have advanced medicine. They didn't really have antibiotics that they knew about. They didn't have Snapchat, Facebook, Google. They didn't have iPhones and Android devices. They didn't have combustion engines or vehicles or automated farming machinery. People who lived in that day had to be survivors. They had to adapt. And especially the pioneers in America that moved out west, they had to be incredibly intelligent and have courage and have the willpower to survive. Even the history of Texas, where I'm based, how Texas became a republic and then joined the Union, the United States, and how the people of Texas had to flee the Spanish army and cross swamps with homemade rafts and ropes and pulling themselves across rivers. And that was the women who did that, by the way, while the men were back fighting. Today's men and women, most of them couldn't cross a river if their life depended on it. Oh, unless there's a bridge and a vehicle and an Uber ride. You know what I'm saying? Humanity has become incredibly weak and pathetic. Humanity has lost the will to survive, and humanity has lost the know-how. And what this means is humanity is being set up for a massive collapse event where especially people who live in the cities who don't have any of these basic instincts, they will be highly susceptible to being killed by any major global event that might be unleashed or set off. And we know the globalists are working to unleash a global event to cause planet-wide depopulation. They want to cull the human population. They want to decrease the population by 90%. The thing is, what I'm bringing you in today's analysis is the understanding that it will not be difficult for the globalists to do that, because most people living today are so weak and so lazy and so pathetic that for globalists to kill them won't take hardly anything at all. Because the average person living in a city today at any age doesn't know where to find water, doesn't know how to build a water filter, doesn't know where to get food, doesn't have any stored food, doesn't know how to clean a firearm, work a firearm, doesn't own a firearm, doesn't even know how to rack the slide on a firearm, or even reload a magazine. They're highly susceptible to being eliminated by the globalists. Much more straight ahead here on Counterthink.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
And by Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
1 of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. Doing what you're told without knowing why is what they want. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Back here on Counterthink. So the realization from all of this is that when things start to go down, when it starts to hit the fan, you are going to find yourself surrounded by people who are suicidal, people who are incapable of surviving, people who don't know anything about survival or preparedness, people who will be freaking out at every little thing, and they're not prepared at all for what's coming. These people are going to be the greatest threat to your survival. In essence, you could say that the vast masses of the unprepared, those who have lost the will to survive, are going to be weaponized against you, in a sense. They will, out of desperation, they will try to steal your stuff. They will come to you and demand food and water and safety and shelter. And they will be willing to probably try to kill you in order to get that. But they're going to be so weak. They're going to be so, just pathetic. You almost can't even call these people human beings. And you've seen some of the videos about, for example, these pro-abortion activists who are out protesting on the streets and they're trying to like roundhouse kick people. Well, they successfully roundhouse kick people. But when you see them doing it, they're such incredible weaklings and wimps that even if you took a roundhouse kick from one of those people, it wouldn't even hurt. It'd be like, wow, did you just seriously try to kick me? Let me show you how kicking is done. And you know what I mean? These people, I've seen training videos of Antifa, violent Antifa terrorists. And I think in Austin, Texas is a group called Red Guards and so on. I've seen training videos of these people where they are, for example, attempting to do push-ups and they're attempting to do like jumping jacks. And it reminds me of, I don't know how old you are, but when I was in gym class in the 7th grade, and of course we had gym class, I think every other day at that time, and it was an hour and a half class. And in gym class, there's always that one kid in gym class that like couldn't tie his shoes, couldn't kick a ball, couldn't play kickball. Because like he would swing his foot and miss the ball. You know what I'm talking about? And I feel sorry for these kids. They have no hand-eye coordination at all. But there's always that one kid in gym class. I'm not trying to say that it's their fault. Some people are just born with, chemically induced neurological defects. I'm sorry to say, because of the exposure to vaccines and food toxins and so on. But these Antifa and Red Guard and left-wing activists, they all reminded me of that kid in gym class in the 7th grade who couldn't tie his shoes, who couldn't kick the ball, who couldn't do one pull-up, couldn't do one sit-up. That's what these people are like. And I've seen videos where they have firearms. And someone actually loaned them an AR-15 and said, hey, shoot that paper target at 20, I think it was only 25 feet away. 25 feet, not even yards, just feet. And they were having a lot of trouble shooting that paper target at 25 feet with an AR. And you might ask why. Well, because they're weak, because they're weaklings, because when something goes boom, their neurology is all shattered. They can't even stand the sight of the word Trump written in chalk on the sidewalk. My point here is that these people, they have this crazy sense of self-importance and self-accomplishment. They were all given awards in schools because all the parents said, everybody's a winner. And everybody gets a medal. Everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody's a winner, even if you didn't get the right answer. It's okay. You get an A in math classes. It's no longer about getting the right answer, right? This is how this generation was raised. No winners, no losers, no competition. Everybody's a winner no matter what a failure they are. As a result of that, these leftists, they literally believe that they can carry out a revolution and that they can succeed. So they are delusional enough to try it. That's my point. They're going to try to come at you. They're going to try to steal your stuff. And what they don't realize is that all the patriots in America have just been holding back. we've been holding back and trying to say, don't take us to the point of, you know, Second Amendment activation here. Please don't push us to the point where we have to defend our nation against these insane domestic terrorists. Don't make us, you know, use what we know how to use. I'm trying to be careful with my words here, because the average American firearms owner has no desire to shoot anybody in self-defense. They have no desire to initiate violence, but they're capable of it if it comes to that self-defense, if it comes to even defending their nation or defending the president, or maybe in a collapse, defending your family or your food supplies or defending, you know, your guns, bullets and gold and butter and everything else that you have, right? So what all these leftists don't realize is that, you know, 50 of them couldn't defeat one patriot that I know anyway. I mean, the patriots that I know would take out so many. If the patriot were defending his home, I'm talking about self-defense scenarios here, not initiating violence, but defending your person, defending your family, defending your community, maybe working in conjunction with local law enforcement, local sheriffs and deputies, maybe supporting National Guard troops as there's, who knows, a Trump-ordered, you know, martial law. I don't know what the scenario is going to be. But the average patriot that I know, you could send hundreds of these weak, pathetic leftist, left-wing terrorists to try to get that one person, and they would all those hundreds would be gone. Just from one person, at least the people that I know. And I've been to training classes over the years, firearms proficiency classes. I don't go to classes anymore because I'm so far beyond anything that's taught in any classes. And I don't like the other habits of the other students who don't have muzzle discipline. I've been swept by way too many gun barrels, you know, in those classes from people who are not professional. But so I don't go to those classes anymore. But when I did, I saw that it only took one day of training for a typical, like, conservative American patriot to get up to speed on some basic firearms skills. They could learn how to, you know, tap and rack. They could clear jams. They could reload. They could do right-handed, left-handed shooting. I mean, just in like 8 hours, they could get some basic proficiency in that. And yet, these leftists seem to have zero proficiency, even in training that they think is so good that they post the videos on YouTube. They're like, wow, look at us. This is badass stuff, they think. No, you look like morons. You can't even hit paper targets at 25 feet with a rifle. We train it at farther than that with our pistols. You know, we'll do 100-foot shots with our Glocks or SIGs just for fun. You know, can you ping the metal target, you know, at 100 feet or sometimes even 100 yards? We've done pistol shots at 100 yards. And, you know, rifle ranges, you know, anything under 300 yards is considered a no-brainer for anybody who's got any training. And then, you know, we'll train out to 1,000 yards with bolt-action rifles and beyond. So my point is, these people are going to come for you, but they vastly overestimate their ability to kill you and steal your stuff. And they are going to be shocked when they meet actual resistance that is finally unleashed in America, and I think that day is probably coming. Much more straight ahead here on Counterthink.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now, there are many vectors by which the globalists could unleash their global kill weapon. It's pretty obvious that they will tend to favor things like biological weapons, because those, they can unleash them covertly, and they can blame Mother Nature, and they can push vaccines at the same time. So think about that scenario. They go into an airport, they pull a 12 monkeys scenario, they unleash some bio-weaponized viral strain that they've tested on African tribes, of course. Because that, you think all the Ebola outbreaks in Africa are random? No, they're not. That's called weapons testing, by the way. And so they pull the 12 monkeys, they unleash them in the airports or what have you. And then when people start getting infected and dying, then they go, oh my God, the media says this is an incredible emergency. Everybody has to line up and get vaccinated. So then the vaccine will be laced with a binary weapons chemical. And anybody who lines up to get vaccinated will be dead in 12 to 18 months, because that will be activated by a viral strain that's also released in the wild that actually works as a binary weapon with the vaccine to cause fatalities. Now, they can't have the vaccines, like, kill people right away, because even the morons on the left would notice if it's like, huh, those people got vaccinated and they're dead 3 hours later. The media might not even be able to cover that up, even though they would try. They're like, no, it's just random coincidence. What are you, who are you talking about? It's just coincidence. Because that's what they say now when, you know, triplets go in to get vaccinated and all three babies collapse into autism in 6 hours. They say, it's just a random chance. And people believe that stuff, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people will believe anything. I don't know. But if you line up to get this vaccine, this kill switch vaccine, whatever it's going to be, then you'll be dead in, let's say, 12 to 18 months. Now, the truth is that if there are other vectors of them culling humanity, that would happen much more rapidly. For example, they could fake an EMP attack from North Korea by launching, you know, let's say some rogue deep state sector of the U.S. military. Maybe they took over a nuclear sub or something, and they launched high-altitude nuclear weapons to detonate for an EMP effect over North America. You would have a collapse of the power grid. And then they could blame North Korea, or they could blame Russia, or blame China, or what have you, or even blame Trump for that matter. Trump nuked America. Yeah, that's probably the next Hillary Clinton conspiracy line. Like, well, we thought the Russians, you know, handed the election to Trump. That's her current conspiracy theory. But she says, then we found out Trump nuked America. Yeah. No doubt people on the left would believe that, because they'll believe anything. Again, they have no functioning neurology anymore. They're like empty biological skin bags and puppets, just ready to be stuffed with programming, you know, indoctrination. They're incapable of original thought. But in any case, if they fake an EMP attack but have a real detonation, what I mean by that is they're faking the narrative but the attack is real, then they're gonna, you know, take out the power grid nationwide. Now, this, according to the estimates of a private organization, I forgot the name, that was hired to do an analysis for the United States government, estimated that I believe 90% of the U.S. population would be dead in 90 days. You might say, well, gosh, how can that happen so quickly? Well, again, the answer is people can't survive without their daily, you know, dependence on food and water and medicine and their iPhones and everything else and gasoline. Well, you take down the power grid through some, you know, big EMP or even a solar flare, a natural space weather event, what happens is all these people who have become so weak and so pathetic, who have lost the will to survive, they overnight find themselves in a scenario that they cannot survive. Because, you know, the entire city of Los Angeles, for example, how do you get water in Los Angeles? Well, it's pumped over a mountain using this massive, you know, hydrological distribution system that relies on electricity and its own substation power grid that relies on, I think, natural gas to a large extent in California. And if that whole system goes offline because of an EMP or a solar flare, you've got, I don't know how many million, more than 10 million, let's say, people in Los Angeles, and probably 9.9 million have no clue how to survive power outage. Now, you're going to have like ex-military, you're going to have some survivalists who are in Los Angeles, maybe some of you are watching, you're going to have some, maybe law enforcement, maybe some EMTs. Firefighters tend to be tough people. They tend to be way more prepared than others. You're going to have those people. Those are going to be the survivors. Those are going to be the, you know, maybe up to 10% who survive. Although I think that number is kind of optimistic for Los Angeles. The other 90% will be dead in 90 days, according to this government report. You might ask, what are they dead from? Well, according to the report, it's very simple. It's starvation, disease, and murder from the social chaos. It's the breakdown of law and order. So, you know, a certain number of people are going to starve to death. A certain number of people are going to have infectious diseases because of the total lack of sanitation. If you think there's human feces all over the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles today, wait till there's no electricity for the state of California. You're going to have rivers of human feces flowing down the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco and Sacramento and, you know, Oakland, for that matter, in San Diego. Every major city in California will become a bleep hole city, as Trump once said about other countries. And in that scenario, disease spreads like crazy. You're going to have cholera spreading like mad. And California is home to all these infectious diseases of people who have these bizarre sexual habits. Like, for example, anal cancer is really huge. It's an epidemic in San Francisco. You've got AIDS and HIV all over the place there. You've got all these sexually transmitted diseases that are just rampant across California because of the lifestyles that many of those people live. It's cause and effect. I'm just stating a medical reality here. Don't judge me for telling you the truth about the filth that has become the West Coast of California, or the filth that will become in a collapse scenario. So these people are going to be busy trying to survive infectious diseases, trying to just hydrate when they're having diarrhea and vomiting and whatever the symptoms are from cholera or other diseases. Well, there's no water. And Los Angeles is a desert. And it's surrounded by desert. What are you going to do for water? Well, the average person has no clue. And then there's food. And then there's security. Well, California has strict gun control laws. And they've told people you can only have 10-round magazines. This is why all the patriots in California had been stocking up on 30-round magazines during that Operation Airlift recently, when that judge rescinded the law that limited magazine capacity to 10. There were over a million 30-round or high-capacity, well, I call them normal-capacity magazines that were shipped into California. Believe me, there's going to come a day, if you're in California, you're going to pray you have a 30-round magazine in your AR. You're going to pray you have a 15 or 21-round magazine in your pistol, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it to survive. And if you don't have any training, you don't have any hardware, you don't have even the discipline or the willpower to survive, you're just going to join the mass death of the masses there, who are basically a suicide cult. Now remember, this is the plan of the globalists. This is what they want to see happen. One of the reasons this is going to happen is because the globalists have decided that, in their view, the earth is way overpopulated and they have to eliminate roughly 90% of the human population. Well, for them to take down the power grid is one of the most effective ways, in their view, of getting that done. And they could fake a cyber attack. They could say, well, gosh, China hit us with a cyber attack. Or North Korea hit us with a cyber attack. Or Russia. Just take down all the power grid nationwide. Let it stay down for 90 days. And the globalists have basically achieved their goal. So how do you survive that? That's going to be the focus of the rest of my show here. I'm going to share with you some very important thoughts on how you survive what's coming and how you can be among the 10% of humanity that does survive this. And it's not very difficult. That's the silver lining in this horrific scenario that I'm describing. To survive, I mean, to be smarter than 9 out of 10 people, that's not difficult at all. California, the West Coast, it's full of the most incredibly stupid morons that humanity's ever produced. All you gotta do is be smarter than 9 of those people. That's not difficult. You just have to be more prepared, more trained, and have more willpower. Not difficult at all. I'll explain more as we continue here on Counterthink with Mike Adams.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in 3 different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the Gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
All right, so surviving what's coming is not as difficult as you might suppose. All you have to do is have more survival skills or better survival instinct than 9 out of 10 people. And that's not difficult, as I mentioned before, given that probably 99% of the population now consists of completely uninformed masses, drones, people who've lost the will to survive. They have no survival instincts. They have no skills, nothing. That's like 99% of the population, really, if you think about it. All you have to do is be smarter than those people. I mean, look, if they're going to kill nine out of 10 people, you just have to be the 1 in 10 that's smarter than the other 9, more capable, more willpower. That's not difficult to do. I mean, just by watching this show probably indicates that you're already in that top 10%, if not the top 1%, in terms of being informed, probably having survival skills, probably having some life experience that lends itself to survival. You might be a veteran. You might be law enforcement. You might be a firefighter, paramedic. You might be a survivalist, a prepper, what have you. You might be proficient in, let's say, gun competitions, things like that. You might be a medic. All these skills are very useful. So all you have to do is really, first, isolate yourself from the high-density population centers. So that's step one. Do not get caught in Los Angeles when it hits the fan, okay? Do not get caught in Las Vegas. Why? Well, there's no water there. You know, try not to be caught in Phoenix, Arizona. Why? There's no water there. I mean, there's some water that comes into the city by gravity canals, but that might not be reliable. I mean, imagine a world without pumps. No pumps to pump water because there's no electricity. There's no pumps to pump fuel. There's, without fuel, all the truck deliveries halt, right? So you have no deliveries of pharmaceuticals and antibiotics and products at the grocery store, food, Walmart items, everything, car parts, you know, parts for your farm machinery, even gun parts, ammunition. Like everything stops for a period of time. So if you are in the city, if you're caught in the city when that happens, your risk of death goes up dramatically. If you're out in the country when that happens and you're not in the city, your chances of survival skyrocket. So given that we don't know the day that this happens, you need to get out of the city while you can. My advice is to do so before the 2020 election, because on election day, if Trump wins re-election, there's a very high risk that the radical left is going to try to carry out a communist coup, you know, within the days or weeks following that, or maybe before early 2021. Who knows? But if Trump wins again, the left goes insane and they try everything. They'll try anything. So consider that to be kind of a literal drop-dead timeline. Maybe you should be out of the city before then. Secondly, if you're out in the country, be self-reliant, which means you need to have redundant backup systems that you probably already know about for food, water, medicine, growing some food, garden seeds, food preservation, also some home security, not just firearms, but having a dog or two, having some buffer space, having some strategic, you know, oversight of the layout of your land and possible avenues of approach if someone were to attack you, how you might defend yourself, cross-training with other members of your family or your community, have, you know, training about how to stop bleeding, tourniquets and compresses and blood stop devices, you know, training in firearms and firearms repair, and having the supplies and the skills that you need to survive if something goes wrong. That's all basic stuff as far as I'm concerned. To me, those are the basics. That's what you gotta have to be able to survive, I think, what's coming. But the good news is that if you can get past the first 90 days, according to these government-funded reports, that's it. Like 90% of the population is already dead in 90 days. So if you can get past that 90 days, you've already made it through the hard times. And I don't mean to make light of this, but this is what the globalists want. And I'm convinced we can't stop it now. We've tried to stop it for many, many years, but I'm convinced we can't. It's coming. They're going to unleash maybe an EMP, maybe a grid down, maybe a biological weapon system, maybe civil war, maybe a nuclear bomb. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like, but they're going to do it because they hate humanity. And most humans are now suicidal cultists. No, I mean, it's almost like no wonder the globalists hate so many of these people because they're so damn pathetic. You know, it's like the globalists are saying to themselves that they call them useless eaters, and I mean, really, at every level, even the governments of the world know that they can't remain financially solvent if they have to keep paying out all these entitlements and food stamps and everything to these people. So they want to get rid of them. You know, you and I, as more humanitarians, would say, you know, it's wrong for them to kill 6 billion people. That's wrong, obviously. It's like a Holocaust times 1,000. But in the minds of the globalists, that's just, for them, that's just another day of saving the planet. You know what I mean? This is what they tell themselves. Or if they're getting orders from, you know, I don't know, orbiting space stations, or who knows? Who knows where they're getting their orders? I don't even know. Or some demon portal or something. Who knows? But they've decided to eliminate 6 billion people. And so you can survive it. You can survive it. You got to get past the first 90 days. Now, during this time, of course, the government will focus its efforts on the cities, and they'll try to run gun confiscation through the cities to take away everybody's firearms. They probably won't have the resources to focus on rural areas. So the more out of the way that you can be, the more backwoods, you know, mountainous, escape to Idaho, you know, the farther away you can be from any city, the less likely you are to be visited by anybody who wants to take your guns. And by the way, there aren't going to be gun confiscation teams that really make it very far if they go to Idaho. I mean, that would be a suicide mission. Hi, I'm Bob. I'm the gun confiscation squad leader for, you know, for Northern Idaho. Oh, hi, Bob. You have a life expectancy of about 4 days. Good luck, Bob. And there won't be replacements for Bob. You know what I mean? Because those patriots in Idaho, they're not giving up their guns. Period. And they've already ranged like the mailbox at the end of their driveway. They know, oh, that's 650 yards. They've got it sighted in, man. Bob's not going to even make it up the driveway. And probably the same is true in Texas and parts of Utah and certain, you know, rural Washington State, rural Oregon, Wyoming, you know, even rural Colorado and so on. get out of cities, you're not going to be bothered by all this. And again, I don't mean to make light of this. It's just I've explained this so many times to so many different people in so many different shows that it's becoming old hat for me to explain this. But look, the bottom line is surviving this is easy. If they wipe out 90% of the world population, you can make it through it. All you have to do is just have some basic common sense here. Get out of the cities in advance. Be prepared to live 90 days completely off grid. Get as far out of the way as you can. And be able to defend yourself. And then, here's the even better news, be ready to contribute to the rebuilding of society, what I've called the next society. In the next society, and I intend to be here as well, I hope I can make it through, we will demand a much more high integrity vision of individual liberty as what our founding fathers saw, but they forgot to put some things into the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Like really limiting the growth of government. You know, now the 10th Amendment was never followed. The federal government just continued to expand like a cancer. And what about a health bill of rights? What about ending these vaccine mandates? We need to have, you know, like a new First Amendment that is you have the right to say no to medical interventions that might be pushed on you by, you know, at gunpoint by the state itself. So we need to rethink a lot of things and expand the protections of individual liberties. My point is, if you make it through this, you'll have the opportunity to participate in the rebuilding of society. But if you continue to live in Los Angeles and you don't get prepared and you've lost the will to survive, you're just going to be culled with the other 6 billion people that the globalists want to get rid of. And they've now legalized, you know, human corpse recycling systems to efficiently eliminate the bodies. And they're going to have, you know, street sweepers just scooping them up and they'll just spread them on farms, whatever. They've got that all figured out. All you have to do to survive is, well, frankly, maybe take some basic advice. Look, watch my videos at counterthink.com. Read my website, survival.news. We're going to keep publishing. I'm going to keep posting videos as long as I can, as long as I'm on the air. And maybe they won't even be able to take us offline. I don't know. But I stand for America. I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a scientist and I'm a survivalist. And I'm a, you know, I'm going to be here. And I hope you are too. And I'll stay on the air as long as I can. We will defend America together. How's that sound? And maybe rebuild America together. Thanks for watching. This has been Counterthink here with Mike Adams. Stay tuned. One more episode yet to come.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong. So I called it Ultra 12. Most expensive vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, and you put it under your tongue for about a minute. And the longer you can do it, the better. B12, just like clean iodine, is essential. Just like oxygen, just like water. The point is, it's amazing. You need it. It's awesome. And it's the absolute go-to. By the way, it tastes super sweet. So get your X2 and a free bottle of X3 right now. Get the new Secret 12 Plus, or as it's known, Ultra 12, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. For your wife, your husband, your family, for people that are out working in the fields, truck drivers, police officers, especially high-stress folks, this is way better than an energy drink for me. And you take it with something like a Turbo Force or a Brain Force, it just makes it all better. But just experience this. That's right out of Mother Nature, folks. That's pure B12. So amazing. Secret 12 now. Ultra 12, double strong. The highest quality. That's right. Fearless and double tough. Ultra 12. Advanced vitamin B12. The ultimate formula at InfoWarsLife.com. And fund the second American Revolution. Stay with us.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you, more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.